everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Monday. That means it's Idea Lab time. As you guessed from the title, I'm going to talk about my experiences last week at the Dublin Tech Summit. I was lucky enough to spend time with and be around some of the most elite people in the world, people who have achieved at the highest levels and are achieving peak performance in cross business, tech, many different ways. So I want to share that with you today. I use this as a two-day crash course. When I wasn't speaking to people, I was watching and observing and learning. I set myself a goal. I'm like, Gary, you have 48 hours here, a unique opportunity. What are you going to do to leverage every single last drop out of it? How are you going to get the most out of it? So I'm going to share that with you today. First, quick thank you to my sponsor, Sage. They're the world leader in financial software, payroll, and HR. They help millions of SMEs all over the world, just like me and you. Go check them out, sage.com, or click them in the link below. Now, the first rule. So I'm going to give you what I saw great and what I saw bad. I'm going to give you the trait I saw in a high-level performer versus the traits I also saw at people in the conference. And these are mistakes I've made as well. So I'm not just judging people. These are mistakes I've made in the past and continue to make. So before and after, and we'll all be better. You can use these lessons in life, but also use them for conferences and events. And if you're speaking, especially, I'll give you some tips on that as well. So here we go. Number one, I thought this as I was engaging with people. I was like, this person wouldn't sweat in a sauna. And what does that mean? It means they're the most authoritative, confident, calm person. Their demeanor exudes all those things. They just come across as a person. You know when someone walks into the room and they just look at it like the world has just appeared in front of them and things are exactly how they should be. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Things for the people like this just appear to be exactly how they are because they believe they are. They have this air of confidence that is unshakable. This calmness. You know, you've been around these people whereby they're never in a hurry versus the other types of people I saw last week whereby they're rushing in and they have a big backpack on their back and they're sweating and they're wearing like a big blazer even though it's like 20 degrees outside and the just got to the conference and they're already in a flap. You know, those kind of people, we've all been there. You cut it too fine. You didn't know where it is. Couldn't get parking. All these excuses, all these kind of things. You're like, oh, you could have avoided that. Versus people who walk in and things just are right. They've prepared. And we'll talk about that later in the pod. The second thing is the questions these people ask. They ask direct questions and they ask incisive and a lot of questions. They're curious to know, but they're curious to know specific things. They don't ask vague, small talky questions, which I liked because I am unable to do small talk. I had this chat with a friend of mine last week. I'm just unable to do small talk. So maybe I'm a high level performer after all in the making. They're able to chat to you, but they're able to have high-level conversations quite quickly. You know, they get down to business quite quickly. What would you like to achieve from this? I was asked that question quite quickly in one of the chats, and I was like, oh, I respect that directness. And this is exactly what I want from this. Because I thought about it, and they clearly thought about it as well. There was no fluff. It was, let's get down to business, and then we can chat afterwards. But what do you want to achieve from this? So their goals and my goals could directly align. So as you're chatting with someone, think, what do you want to achieve from the conversation? And versus the other type of people I met, where they have a lot, they want to talk, but they don't have a lot to say, but they just want to be talking. And they talk at you, and at you, and at you. And you've already started to scan the room. You're already looking to see, right, where is my parachute pull cord here? How do I get away from this person who is burning the ear off me? They're not asking me anything. We're not having a conversation here. They're not respecting my time. They're just talking at me. We're all familiar with those type of people. Versus people who are high performers, who you would think want to tell you all the great things they've done, all the things that they're great at, all their achievements, and instead they're asking you questions. So how do you bring that into your own life? Ask people questions. Ask people direct questions as well. Have thought about it. Have thought about why you're there. Time is valuable. And we'll talk about that now in a second. The third lesson builds on lesson two. What they want to talk about are ideas, problem solving, and the future. So they're not talking about gossip or other people or the weather or all the great things they've done. They're future focused. They're focused on solving problems and they're focused on ideas. They're thinking, what is the next thing? They are already focused on the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. And these are people who have achieved a huge amount. And I saw, after one of the talks, I saw a very, very successful business owner. He's built a global company and he was so interested to talk to 4 users of his product who came up to talk to him afterwards. And I stood back and watched him interact and he was genuinely really impressed by them, what they had to say, and it was as if they were the first 4 people ever to give him feedback on his product. And this product is used by millions, but yet those 4 bits of information were crucial to him at that time. He was able to focus in and he was genuinely thrilled to get it. So that is the third lesson versus the braggers, the people who want to tell you all the cool things they've done, and I suspect haven't done. Oh, I'm going to play a game of bingo next year, and I'm going to have a little check sheet for myself going with the words, I've had multiple exits, I'm a market leader, I'm a disruptor. Oh, God, give me patience. Within 30 seconds, this guy came up to me, clearly wanted to kind of like meet me, hey, how are you? Didn't ask me any questions, just went straight into the pitch. Yeah, we're doing some pretty interesting things, down in this area. And, I've had multiple exits myself already. And you're like, cool. That sounds great. Delighted to meet you. And the people who, I hadn't met this person ever in my life, came up to me, introed by someone else, came up to me. And within 30 seconds, were telling me deeply personal things about themselves, which if true, were wildly inappropriate and also very hard to believe in terms of the money they were talking about. You know, if he was telling a stranger this after meeting them so quickly, I would doubt the credibility of what they're saying. So instantly you develop these patterns, these pattern recognitions between people you're meeting going, okay, I've met all these people and they act like this. And now I'm meeting all these people and they act like this. Which side do I believe? So always be on the modest side of things. Successful people don't need to brag. I think people know about that already, so they don't need to sound their own horn. It's people who have been least successful are most keen to kind of blow their own trumpet. And finally, the final lesson, they're prepared and they have systems in place. They know exactly why they're there. They know what time they're arriving. They know what time they're departing. They know what their messages are going to be. They know the questions they're going to answer are. They know what's going to happen before it happens. And they make it look like they don't. They make it look like this is effortless. Going back to point one, wouldn't sweat in a sauna. Just walk in, glide through. Make it look easy. That is one of the key lessons. Whatever you're doing, make it look effortless. Make it look like you are gliding through life. Even if you're paddling, it's like the duck metaphor. Even if you're paddling furiously underneath, make it look easy. Make it look like you're commanding the room. And often that's what it is. So they've systems in place. They've done their prep calls. They've validated. They know I'm legit. They've had some chats with me. Their people have had some chats with me. They know this guy is pretty calm, pretty relaxed. He knows what he's talking about. And have a clear plan in place. We're going to arrive at this time. We're going to depart in this time. And they know exactly what they want to achieve versus the opposite. Versus the people who turn up and pray the serendipity dart hits them. This delusion that they'll come to a conference, sit in the audience, and somehow be sitting next to the person that changes their life. They're hoping that luck is going to shine down upon them, and kind of the modern mentality of, well, I'll get lucky and I'll go viral, or I'll get lucky and I'll meet the right person and I'll get chosen, and they'll suddenly, we've all had those daydreams, right? Instead, it's not that. It's consistency. It's hard work. It's turning up, but it's turning up with a purpose. It's not turning up and just sitting there and just letting it wash over you. You may as well just go to the cinema if that's what you're there for. If you're going to a conference, have very clear agendas. It's what you want to achieve, what you want to say, and if possible, be on the stage saying it. That's it. That's the lessons I learned from my elite level performers that I met last week. I hope you enjoyed that. I'm back on Thursday with a new episode. Wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple or Spotify, if you could subscribe, do. It'll help the pod and it makes me very happy. I'll see you back here on Thursday for a new episode. Have a great week and apply these lessons to your week and to your next event. I'll see you then.